Good afternoon. Thanks for tuning in to 91.9 KPTZ FM. I'm Simon Janes in Port Townsend, Washington, with the local news for Friday, November 11th. Today is Veterans Day. Government agencies, schools, and banks are closed. Today is also a day when the Discover Pass is not required to visit any state park in Washington. This is the second to last such day of 2022. On Friday, November 25th, Native American Heritage Day, Washington State Parks will also be open to all. This week featured monumental cleanup and repair efforts across Jefferson County from road crews and PUD workers in the wake of the November 4th windstorm. After working through their fifth night in a row alongside teams from Mason No. 1, Mason 3, Olympic Electric, and Palouse Power, Jefferson PUD was finally able to tweet on November 10th that power had been restored to all customers. The envisioning process continues for the Port Townsend Golf Course and Mountain View Commons with a third community stakeholders meeting Tuesday, November 15th. The stakeholders committee has been tasked with shaping the future of the municipal land currently occupied by the golf course. The first two committee meetings were used primarily to set standards and guidelines of how the process will work. Now, after hosting a public project launch on site in late October, and having received hundreds of public comments through the online portal and paper comment cards, the upcoming meeting on Tuesday will be a time for more specific ideas to be discussed. There is only one more stakeholders meeting scheduled in 2022 before the committee must present its findings to City Council. Anyone interested can visit cityofpt.us and click on the link for the golf course, or Engage PT, a part of the site where citizens can get involved. The public may also attend the stakeholder meeting November 15th at 3:30 p.m. in City Council chambers. Port Ludlow voters overwhelmingly approved Proposition 1, the ballot measure to merge Port Ludlow Fire and Rescue into East Jefferson Fire and Rescue on Tuesday. According to the Peninsula Daily News, the measure received 87.6% yes votes. Only voters within District 3 voted on the measure, which required a simple majority for approval. The merger will go into effect January 1st. Port Ludlow Fire Chief Brett Black, who is also Chief of East Jefferson Fire and Rescue, told the Daily News, "I see it as the support the community has for our great firefighters and approval for the services we provide. Now that we have this decisive and definitive moment, we can look ahead and start integrating these two great agencies." The two fire districts have been operating under an interlocal agreement since May 2021. Black also said the merger will result in a number of cost efficiencies and savings that can be redirected to better services. On Tuesday, November 15th, there will be a presentation on composting toilets and codes hosted by the Housing Solution Network. The presentation will feature Laura Allen, who is the author of books Gray Water, Green Landscape, and The Waterwise Home. Her recent work in Oregon, California, and other drought-affected areas has given Laura extensive expertise working with residents and officials on regulatory change. Laura advises governments and trains officials in the safe and effective adoption of waterless systems. Her presentation will provide an overview of the codes and policies that govern them in Oregon and California. Local regulations in Washington do not yet support these systems, so this is an opportunity for anyone in the region interested in changes to wastewater policy to brush up on how to successfully advocate. To receive the Zoom link for this session, email Carol McCreary, carol@phlush.org. Tomorrow, November 12th at 7 o'clock p.m., Rain Shadow Choral presents Songs of Shakespeare at the First Presbyterian Church in Port Townsend. Power outages forced cancellation of this concert last Saturday, and tickets purchased for that event will be honored tomorrow. New tickets are also available at the door. Jefferson County Fairgrounds manager Danny McInerney, who took over the job in March, has put on two successful roller skating events in the Oscar Erickson building this year and would like to see more. In a recent interview with the Port Townsend Leader, he said, "In July, we put on our first skating event, and it was just a test, and it sold out in 48 hours. The space is already available to rent for fundraisers and the like, but according to McInerney, youth skate nights can operate differently. To get an event going, it requires a minimum of two volunteers, one to get attendees to sign a waiver, and another to watch the floor." McInerney said, "If someone wanted to put a skate night on, I wouldn't charge a rental fee. If they wanted to say, hey, I'm here to help the Fair Association put on a skate night, I'm a body, and I can be here and help manage it, then we would just do that." And that's it for today's local news. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon, Monday through Saturday, and at 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. You can contact us at news@kptz.org. I'm Simon Janes. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.